You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I was at a fireworks show yesterday.
Amin started posting videos to his close friends on IG. Hey, man, thank you so much for that. Never seen that before in my life.
Hold on.
Changed my
on.
Life with the, your IG story.
My wife was doing the same thing. I could not. First of all, fireworks.
The ones that I was posting had, I'm proud to be an American, playing in the background. And that was the point of the video. It was this ridiculous slice of Americana in the heart of red country, right? Number two, one of the fireworks fell over, and instead of shooting up the sky, it shot down the street, and it literally felt like we were in a war zone, man. I had to hide behind a car. It hit a house.
I saw some great videos. Let's talk about this. Let's have this out now, because everyone came in here with fireworks takes today. God bless America to me was uncomfortable, but I have to admit, given that there were shootings and stuff, but the beach fireworks show was so good that the finish of it, there was a standing ovation, and all there was all over the beach was phones and lights. And those people were all posting shitty videos that were inundating your timeline with fireworks as Philadelphia, somebody was shooting police officers under the sound of cover here. So go ahead and mix the two, Amin, because I'm sure you had some discomfort with this celebration of America in the middle of an America that feels unsafe. Let's just put it there. That's indisputable.
Okay. I just kind of was going to talk about how much fun I had last night, but look, sometimes you just want to shut your brain off for just a few hours.
Just a few hours.
Things are awful. I'm not denying it. You know, we had another mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, and that was really disturbing because it was literally just a parade of, like, locals. I don't even know why the guy would take anything out on these random citizens. You had, obviously, before the weekend started, the shooting at the Clevelander that happened like an hour, 2 hours after I left. I was at the Clevelander. We did a show, whatever. Well, it was the trade
the free agency show,
right? Free agency show, excuse me, yeah. And I was supposed to stay and do radio. And I got tired. I said, I'm going to go back to my room because I think I'm going to lay down in between breaks. And the shooting happens basically a couple hours later. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of wild shit that's been happening in this country, specifically over the last 3 or 4 days. Man, I just wanted to disconnect. I get it. Yes, there. You know, I've seen the meme. Like, oh, I'm skipping July 4th because I lack of independence or what. I get it. I get it. And I'm mad too. But man, just for a couple hours, just wanted to.
No, but you made everyone mad because you polluted the timeline with your fireworks video. Nobody wants your fireworks video.
No. That's Mike being drunk and salty about something. I don't know what. Like, why are you so mad, Mike? If you weren't approaching my timeline with like the air of someone's like, oh, I'm gonna judge everyone's timeline, you would have known that what I was posting was the ridiculousness of that song, which was pure anti-Muslim propaganda that came out post 9/11. That
now
proud to be an American.
I thought you were gonna talk about Toby Keith.
We'll
put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Right.
I do like that. They played
that one too.
That one's on my 4th of July
that
playlist.
One's good. You gotta give him that one. You gotta give him that one. No matter how you feel about the country, he sings for all of us.
With I wasn't that drunk.
A boot in your ass.
If you don't chip in your buckle five, who will?
I'm going to look up the lyrics. Buckle
five. Oh, no. This should be good.
Toby Keith benefited a lot from 9/11. I'm just going to say that right now.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did Toby Keith benefit a lot from 9/11?
No. You're saying no, Billy?
That one's going to get lost.
Yo, do not. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Supercharge it, Maze. The number of different lines that came to my mind when you said, did Toby Keith benefit the most? As I tried to list in my brain people who benefited more, and I said, you know what? Maybe leave this one alone. Happy birthday, America.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And you know it's gonna be hell. And when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell,
so good.
And it feels like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Yes. Wait a minute, though. You got to keep going. When do I get to a boot in your ass? Because the whole song is that it's redundant at that point.
Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight you when you rattle his cage. Yes. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
I mean, yes.
That's a winner right there. I mean,
two Americas.
Freedom isn't free. Now there's a hefty bleeping fee. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, who will? You guys remember that one from Team America?
Team America. I love watching that movie. Ironically, it's weird how they kind of operate, Matt Stone and Trey Parker operate in that It's Always Sunny thing, that the joke is they know it's offensive. And they want to walk right up to the line, and they want to shine a light on everybody's prejudices. And they somehow don't get hit with the canceled stuff because it's kind of like, how can you cancel me? I made this culture, but even when I was making it, I was making fun of it the whole
That's
time.
That's how Gervais started his special, but I interrupt all coverage right now because Mike Ryan did put in the bet on Djokovic. And you're watching right now. This unvaccinated horse is just running down this number 10. Like this, like he, what's happening right now is this is greatness. Like these three tennis players are all Michael Jordan. They happen to play at the same time, and he might be the best of them, and he's unvaccinated. And Mike knew. Plus 120, are you kidding me? This guy, this sinner is coming after Djokovic, and now Djokovic is hunting him down with those giant thighs.
It is 4-0 in the fourth set right now. Mike has already won the bet. He knows the match is over. Djokovic has already won this match. It is over. He'll win it in five sets. It was such a great bet by Mike. I think he got a plus 130, right?
I tried to lock in plus 135, and he started serving, and it went all the way down to 125 by the time I was able to lock
did
in.
Did you do it for Goldberg?
I did it for Hank.
Okay, well, what are we doing to honor Hank Goldberg at the races? I need to know this before I leave today. I need to pay attention to honor Hank Goldberg today. Stugat says, I don't know what he was discussing specifically with Mike Ryan, but he was trying to copyright what he was calling a trilogy.
Yes, yes. I believe that we should start giving eulogies that tell the truth about people and their lives and call them trulogies, because what we tend to do is shower people with praise that we didn't really like when they were alive. We did it with George Steinbrenner. We didn't really do it today with Hank Goldberg. That was closer to a trilogy. Well, and so I'm trying to make it an exclusive.
He hated you with his last dying breath.
Well, thank you.
At the end, he hated you.
So nice of you to say.
Typically, if you don't like a person, you'll just let the people that like them talk about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stugatz, while wandering around, you know, rest in peace, legend, trying to be respectful.
Learned a lot from him.
Stugatz has laughed. He just keeps muttering under his breath, "Dan, I can't stop laughing about your text." He hated you with his last breath. He died hating you, Stugatz.
I've been walking around with tears in my eyes since you said it. The wrong kind of tears. Tears of laughter, but it's funny. The idea of someone hating me with their last breath. So Abby, I was crying in the house yesterday. She asked me, "Wow, the Hank Goldberg news is really hitting you hard." And I said, "Nah, it's Dan's text that said he hated me until his last breath that has me laughing uproariously."
What are we going to do with trilogies? God. It's a terrible idea. It's so disrespectful.
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Basically, somebody in the news passes away, and you provide the real version of their life. You do Richard Nixon free trade to China. You go, "Hey, Watergate happened," and then you move on.
I'd like to try this out. All right, let's pretend Elvis Presley just died. He married Priscilla. He met Priscilla when she was 14. Oh. Rest in peace. There's one time in the movie that they kind of touch that, where Elvis is like, "Well, when I'm 40, you're gonna be 30," and you're like, "Wait a minute."
How much did you play? I heard last week it soothed me in my sickness. The Elvis yelling at people from the stage, the historic sound. Did you play that on air? Were you only
off
air?
No, because, let me find it.
Because you were howling with laughter, and Amin hadn't heard it. Amin, you had not heard this sound of it. Is such good Elvis Presley sound, where he is defensive, rage filled. He's at the, he's very famous. And he's got a microphone in his hands. And I mean, before I get to the sound, for those who have not heard it, even though it's Hall of Fame sound around here, your thoughts were what hearing it for the first time?
Well, at first I was really puzzled by the fact that there was a live audience that was just eating out of the palm of his hand. Everything he said, they're just like, "Yeah!" I'm like, "Wait a second, what are we talking about here? The bellhop, the piece of shit."
Well, wait a minute. You're giving away the goods here. Yes, he takes out a bellhop. He takes out an assortment of freaks. But here is Elvis Presley, maybe slurring his words at what I imagine to be a golden microphone. I also imagine that he's the most famous man in America at this point. And he's bothered by our paparazzi chasing him around, accusing him of things, saying he's strung out on dope. And he just gets furious with the audience. He's done. He needs to take a moment here. And for some reason, he takes out a bellhop in a way that seemed cruel. Let's enjoy.
"I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk. And, I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, So in my case, they make it up. But I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music."
Yeah.
"When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, talking, maids, And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I got over one day. But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Or I will die on the toilet eating a nan and peanut butter sandwich.
The gang.
So they do a couple of hat tips to some of his rants and viral videos. He mentions in the movie, "I will rip your goddamn tongue out by the roots," which is just a tip of the hat to that
it's
sound.
It's so good.
But they don't really cover how he died on the toilet with 40 pounds of shit in his stomach. That would be Trulogy's job.
That would be the way that we would successfully do a Trulogy. Billy, you look a little tanner than the last time I saw you.
Thank you. A little 4th of July action and a cruise last week, but I'm back from that.
What are the highlights? What are the cruise highlights that we have? How many days? How wonderful was it?
The weekend. Too short. Not long enough.
Yeah.
Perfect day, Coco K on Saturday. Okay. Oh, they weren't lying about that one. Atlantis, way too expensive, by the way. If you want to just go for the day, I don't know what's going on over there.
Right.
Did you water flume it despite the expense?
No, I didn't. No, it was like $200 a person to get
that's
to Atlantis.
That's a stay on the boat day for me, usually.
Really?
Yeah, the Atlantis.
Huh.
Because of what you just said, very expensive.
Yeah, it's gotten a little too, it's priced out of my price point now. A little too expensive, which is probably the design, right? They don't want all those people from the cruises going and playing in the water park. I thought I beat the system last time, Dan. I know you're not asking about my last cruise, but I'll tell you about it anyways. I thought I beat the system last time because we were going to Nassau, and it was obviously the cruise is upcharged a little bit, so I figured out a way to buy the tickets directly from the source. How do I get to Atlantis and buy it just from Atlantis, get into the water park, skip the upcharge that they have? But it was lightning that day, so then we couldn't go, and there was no refunds. So
well, is there a class system with the is there a class system with the
ship? What are you laughing about over there in the corner?
The ships, I read a story, Carnival Cruise Line, there was a one-hour fight, a threesome. There was a threesome that broke out, and because of the threesome, there was an hour-long fight on a cruise ship that went from the fifth floor to the first floor, and the video was everywhere, and I thought of you. I thought of you being in the middle of something.
Which part
like
of that?
This. Just, I don't know. Just being in
the middle,
middle
of a threesome.
In the middle of imagine an hour long fight that goes. You know how these giant these ships are that goes from the fifth floor to the first floor for a fight to last an hour.
Seems like a lot, right? Like exhausting. Yeah. Like settle our differences. I'd take the L before an hour, right? Yeah. I have things to do on a cruise. Why am I going to fight for an hour?
What were the highlights?
On multiple floors.
Yeah, what were they doing? Were they getting in the elevator and then let's check out how we're going to fight down here on the fourth floor and then they go across
like
through the casino?
Rare, it's the rare fight
that
movie.
Starts on the fifth and ends on
the
first.
John McClane was the aggrieved.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I'm surprised this story's not getting more coverage.
The girl was Holly Gennaro.
A fight that lasts an hour and just sweeps through.
But weren't there like 60 people involved or something? Like, how were so many people interested in what was going on that they all needed people to be involved fight. In this fight. Yeah, a lover's quarrel, but like there's three people that were involved in that. I'm presuming that three of them weren't fighting, right? They were doing other things.
But it began with a threesome that, you know, things escalated. Your drinking did not get to the level where you have an accidental freedom that causes a one-hour fight that goes four floors of a cruise ship.
No, I was not involved in that fight. That's the question.
Mike, I thought of you with a different kind of chaos because there is no one I know who is more interested in what's happening in college football and the dollars of college football and that just over the weekend, the entire college football system changed and groaned again where you didn't know that Lincoln Riley was going to go to play there. You didn't know that USC and UCLA are just going to say, like, of course, it's going to look in 5 years like everybody's going to go to the greediest places. Everyone's going to fracture and football's going to look hugely different in 4 years. And Mike is rooting for the University of Miami to end up in the SEC.
SEC or Big Ten, I'm hearing things and I will speak to these. Now, you can super follow me on Twitter. Get my exclusive, juicy Miami Nuggets.
Mike Ryan exclusives?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're super follows. I saw some people can now be super followed. Can you explain this to me, please?
Yeah, you pay me $2.99 a month. I talk to you about wrestling. That's how that one goes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. All the tweets that I thought that wouldn't be good enough to meet my timeline that I created burners for, now they can be yours for $2.99 a month. But I'm trying to get you in the tent because I am actually hearing some very credible things regarding Miami's status, which is very much in flux. So Dan Radakovich, the new AD at Miami, I was very excited to have him aboard. My one reservation would be that he was an ACC loyalist, right? I mean, he was a Clemson AD. I happen to know that the ACC commissioner was kind of sniffing around the entire process because there were big-time ramifications for an AD to leave Clemson, go to Miami. The ACC television deal is by far the worst television deal in all of sports right now, and these programs are locked in. It costs Miami $100 million if they want to buy themselves out of this deal. So they have less freedom than the likes of USC. But what happens? Let me just throw this out there, my best wind horse. What happens if Miami leaves to a conference that also has an ESPN television deal? Do they turn to ESPN and say, hey, we're not paying you $100 million. We're not paying the conference $100 million to buy ourselves out when we're making one of your other properties more money and better and opening a portal to a new market? Miami, for so long, has looked to the ACC for leadership in this regard, and they have not been forward-thinking. They cannot close a deal with Notre Dame. Their headquarters are in Greensboro. They can't even be depended on to fly anywhere direct, let alone steal the likes of Texas and Oklahoma and USC. They are very small-minded. They are Tobacco Road basketball. That is what they are. So I think Miami's future has to be outside of this conference. But how do they do that without paying a very punitive fee? I think you get one of the television partners to comply. There will be two survivors in this. There's not going to be a Power 5. Sorry, UCF. Congratulations on finally making it to a Power 5. It's not a Power 5 anymore. Two are going to survive. Big Ten and SEC, the two biggest revenue generators. And that's going to be college football. And they're not going to need the NCAA for this. Now, it's all about leading. The time for waiting for the ACC and worrying about buyout fees is over if you're the University of Miami. I know what you're saying. Why would anybody be interested in Miami? They haven't won anything in 20 years. Yeah? Well, if we were doing that, then Oregon would have made it to the Big Ten, right? And UCLA would have been left out. It's not just about that. It's about opening television markets, and Miami is a big one. So I know for a fact that the two conferences have poked around, and I know for a fact there are conversations ongoing, particularly with one of those. Which one? Super follow me and find out.
Super follow, Stu Gotts. A new way to profit here in the golden age of information. If Woj can be $7 million a year and Schefter can be $9 million a year, Mike Ryan can be $2.99. Super follow if you want some super exclusive Miami information that no one else has.
Can I just text you? I mean,
yeah. I'll tell you.
Some freebies for Stu Gotts?
You're my friend. A real super follow.
I'm not saying I'm not on this because I'm on it. I want to be super followed, okay?
Yeah,
I want people to follow me.
You're not going to do the administrative things to actually get the super follow.
No.
Billy, why did you roll your eyes? Because he saw $2.99 on the floor and wouldn't do anything to get it.
Yeah, what are people going to pay you for? You don't tweet.
I'll retweet compliments. $2.99. Boom. Yeah. How about that?
Stu Gotts wants to just
send me a compliment. I retweet it for you.
$2.99.
If you want to know how I felt about being called a beta male by Jason Whitlock, super follow.
Oh, God.
If you are wondering if I heard Ryan Russillo passive-aggressively talk about us without mentioning us, super follow.
That is secret.
Yeah.
It's worth $2.99.
All the juicy stuff. Super follow, super follow, super follow.
Wouldn't like one person need to super follow you, then they just put it on Reddit?
Like a Netflix password.
And then just put it on the Reddit. Don't expose the super follow scheme. I'll do exclusive live. I'm told I get paid for those. Super follow.
Billy, I'd like for you and Mike Ryan, please, to either help me admonish Amin. You guys both, when I mentioned Windhorse earlier, you both leapt to the microphones and you both had things in the arsenal. I saw it, a gleam in your eye. But Amin decided to try and do his Windhorse, which was done poorly, and he didn't.
I think he actually did it super well, because I don't think that anyone knew what he was doing at the time, where he was just being Windhorse himself. The only thing that I would say is that Amin wasn't doing the fingers. You know what I mean?
No. Well, Mike Ryan was trying to get in with the fingers because You haven't flatly made it. You haven't flatly made the accusations. I don't know that. I don't know whether people care about the information game this way. I mean, but nobody's saying that. Nobody's suggesting what you're suggesting.
If you want to find out what Amin was suggesting, Mike Ryan, super follow.
Yep, $2.99.
Add Michael Ryan Ruiz. I'll tell you all the dirt.
What sense would it make for people to fear Woj on the information front? Like, can you make, I don't even understand what it, Jeff Perlman, Stugatz, the author, he's written a lot of great sports books. He has objected on Twitter. He has said, I have never, ever, ever understood how it is that basketball reporters have gone to becoming like these emotional wrestling fans that are rooting for teams. So that Stephen A. Smith is doing a skit with Spike Lee when the Knicks, I don't know if you saw the stat of the day, it'd be a good stat of the day, Mitchell Robinson, the first Knicks draft pick.
You gotta play music first.
Hey, hold up. Slow down. And you might want to charge $2.99 for this.
Sponsor. Come on now.
Start of the day. Start of the day.
That's better.
It is the start of the day. Start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is the start of the day.
It is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I have a handful of them that are pretty good, but the one I was going to is that Mitchell Robinson, in signing with the Knicks, is the first Knick drafted in 28 years to receive a second deal with the New York Knicks, according to the Sporting News.
I hate them.
Can you name who the last Knick was?
Nah.
Charlie Ward, Heisman Trophy winner.
All right.
Another shocking stat of the day. Joey Gallo has 2 career sacrifice flies.
No way. I refuse. He's had to have been going for the fences.
He's played
and been
us.
Short.
He's played
Mike, he's locked into one. He's
no one's more upset the ball.
By this no. than Gallo.
Okay. No, there is no way. 2 career? Yes. I would have guessed last week he had 2.
He has played 7 years in the big league. 7, and it's so all or nothing. Swinger myth strikes out every time there's somebody on third base.
I'm sorry, no.
They had to be caught at the warning track. Like, yeah. There's no question
he's
about it.
He's had to have lucked into him.
Well,
no.
This is a much better stat than the Mitchell Robinson stat.
He throws his bat in disgust.
I'm telling you.
There's just no way. He hits the ball far. Sometimes it's not far enough. Sometimes there's people on base. There's no way.
I was reading Joe Posnanski's book, and I was trying to figure out which stat was more ridiculous. That Joey Gallo only has 2 sacrifice flies in 7 years, or that Tris Speaker as a center fielder had 6 unassisted double plays.
What?
that's not right. No.
What kind
Get
of
out of here.
That's no. not. He's making stuff up.
That's not real.
No. No.
Oh, my God, it's real.
What?
No.
Yes.
No.
Tris Speaker.
6 unassisted double plays. He was he was very fast, and evidently he was moving. He was right behind second base. He was playing very shallow.
different time.
They were all plumbers, and nobody can hit it more than 78 to 70 feet. And then we talk about Babe Ruth. He was hitting the ball with it. He was hitting the ball 300 feet. We just didn't have measurements back then.
He stepped on second. He ran over.
I don't know. 6 unassisted double plays.
They were playing shifts back then,
yeah,
I guess.
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
I actually thought you looked kind of good.
Stugatz.
Thank you. The beard's grown out a little bit. I got a little life in my face, I feel like. A little tan. Colorado, San Francisco. I had a great time.
You got life on your face.
You've got death on your face.
I think you've got 40 to life on your face.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Let's do Stugatz' weekend observations, please.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. Dan, it seemed like he hadn't taken a day off in years. But last week, it finally happened. And while he did so unwillingly, due to a positive COVID test that he would not have gotten if he lived more carefully like I do, it was probably a blessing in disguise. But Dan, with 5 days of isolation behind him, he has served his time. Received a negative test.
Have you?
Yes.
And he appears ready to go. And Dan, make no mistake about it. Just like that, you are back.
I was coughing a lot during the break there.
It making me nervous.
Yeah, it worried you.
I'd like to see that negative test. I mean, and you should live more responsibly. I mean, these are, these are tricky times. I mean, stay at home. Stop traveling.
We're going to Wrigley to watch the dead.
What? Speaking of back, NBA free agency. Also speaking of back, Jacob DeGrom, the DeGrominator. Question mark is there because Mike Francesa launched this tweet at 10:27 a.m., on July 4th. I know DeGrom came back with a bang last night, but I will take him seriously when he records his third consecutive 90-pitch game for the Mets. The Pope. How about that? He's right. Dan, if you're wondering where I got it from, look no further than Mike and the Mad Dog.
I know.
He will only believe in Jacob DeGrom once he has had his third consecutive 90-pitch game. Not in the minors, to the Metropolitans. That's how you do it.
That is how you do
Legend.
It.
Legend. Yeah. So Hank would do it. John McEnroe said, Carlos Alcaraz was a top five coverer of the court of all time. Hey, John. Here's an idea. Let's not call him a top five anything until he wins a slam. Thanks, Johnny Mac. He should know better. Top five tennis court coverers of all time.
Oh, wow.
Mike's about to cover with Novak.
Is he coming? So where are we in this thing, Mike? Where are we as
Sinner started faking an injury.
Yeah, there it is.
Of the proceedings.
Right where Novak wants him.
Yeah. You better not withdraw. Do not withdraw. Don't be a punk like that. We need this bet cash.
Well, I saw Tony back there gloating. He's Tony is really walking on clouds because he won his parlay on UFC giant favorites this week. And
please, Dano.
It was a three-team parlay, and he only went 2-0 because one of the guys got locked out because of an eye gouge.
Yeah, it was a fake eye gouge. What I've been realizing is that UFC's caught on to us, right? They're starting to put out things that are throwing off our parlays.
Caught on to you?
Well, no, to the whole show.
Oh, center's down. Center's down. That's a replay. He was holding his ankle, Mike.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's a fake
he looked in great pain, and now he's playing again.
That was a fake injury that I mentioned.
He's back, though. He's playing,
but he's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was why I said he faked it.
Tony, where were you?
Sorry.
Pedro Munoz faked the eye injury. Wow. We would have gone 3-0.
But in that, you won your parlay. Tony had this weird thing where he did an interview with one of the fighters that has pink hair. And Tony had Tony had him on Mystery Crate this week. And out of nowhere, just created this own bet for himself where he's like, if you knock out the other guy, I'll get your exact haircut. I'll get my pink hair and braids.
Hold on a second. There's a reason why, because Pedro Munoz has never been knocked out in the UFC. So added fuel for him, I said, if you would do it, I would do it. And he didn't do it, I didn't do it.
But then Tony started circulating that clip amongst us, and it became pretty obvious to everyone involved that Tony just wants to have pink hair and braids.
No, I don't. I really didn't.
I created a bet for himself.
I have very virgin hair. It's never been touched by anything other than Moroccan oils.
The only virgin thing about you.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't understand.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
You could just dye your hair pink and get the braids if you want.
I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. Thankfully, he didn't knock him out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, top five tennis court coverers of all time. Mike, this is big. Hopefully, Mike agrees with me on this because he loves tennis the way I do.
Yeah, there's one that should be on there.
Really?
Yeah.
You've already seen it.
Yeah. Oli Monfils?
No.
Really? No?
No.
Oh, man, at the French with the recovery. He's nicknamed Slider Man for a reason.
I know. He's not there for me.
I don't know why.
He's never won a major.
Okay.
Yeah. Number five, Michael Chang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play you for days.
Yeah, he will. You're right. Number four, in shape Andre Agassi.
Yeah, there are two Agassiz. You see Luca's skinny now? You guys have seen Luca's skinny now. Luca's got muscles. Luca was fat the last 2 years.
So I locked in Luca for MVP once I saw that photo, and then I saw other pictures. It was just a very good photo. Mm. He has lost some weight, but it's not the way that one photo where he was, where he's cut and you saw definition.
It was the lighting.
Helped. It tricked me into locking in plus 575.
He's gambling again.
I am gambling again.
Number three, Leighton Hewitt.
He won a major, right?
He did, yes. I think he won two.
The Aussie?
I think he won the U.S. Open 1 year and perhaps the Aussie.
This is
like a dog with a bone on
this. This is great.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, okay, you guys check that out. We'll get back
to it. Someone look it up.
Yeah. Somebody look it up as opposed to you doing so well.
Before I did it. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
I looked
it up.
He won 01 U.S. Open, 02 right. Wimbledon.
How about that?
Wow, he won 02 Wimbledon.
Shout out to Top Spin 2. Man, Leighton Hewitt was up on that, dude.
Cover the court, right?
Him and Moya?
Yeah.
Him and Moya? Oh,
Moya. Jeez, I left out Moya.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo.
I left out Moya.
Moya.
Has Moya won a major?
No.
Wow.
No.
He must have competed in the French, though.
Maybe a U.S. Open somewhere in there.
Yeah, you're always going with U.S. Open.
I remember Moya at U.S. Open.
Come on. No major Moya.
You want to give me a clap?
No major Moya.
Madrid.
We did not think we were going to get stuck here on Hewitt and Moya.
French Open, baby. What did I tell you?
Moya.
Maybe you're attending that clay court, baby.
Oh, boy.
Woof.
Why am I laughing? Because that was coming.
What?
Number two, Martina Navratilova.
Wow. Not bad.
Speed bump there.
Not bad. Not bad.
Paced himself. Martina.
Not bad.
I did. What do you mean?
I expected worse.
She might. I mean, listen. It was a struggle between her and number one because she might be the greatest, cover of the court of all time. She might be the greatest tennis player of all time. Number one, Rafael Nadal. We agree, Mike? We're good?
Yeah.
Muffies?
I would have put Djokovic on there, too.
The Joker?
Yeah.
Watch out for the fish.
Billy, hottest team in baseball. The Nationals, that's sweet, Nationals sweet medicine. Yeah. Four-game sweep.
Big one here, though, huh? Next 2 days. Halos, fish. Shohei's pitching.
Yeah, we were supposed to get Ohtani versus Sandy, which would have been amazing.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been one of the bigger crowds at that ballpark, maybe. But now they got Syndergaard, and then Shohei's going tomorrow against Trevor Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited? Two games on this. This team's better than the one that went to the playoffs that fluke season of pandemic. This team is better.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, here's the thing, Dan. I don't know if you know this. I was talking to Jeremy before. Jeremy, he's over here. Signed to Jeremy before, and I was like, you know, I don't want to go to these two games, but now I have to kind of choose one or the other because now I have, you know, old ball and chain at home and the mini ball and chain, the baby. I can't go to back-to-back games anymore. So I have to choose one or the other. So I think I'm going to go tomorrow. You want to come?
What happened to Christ Almighty back there?
You're a braver man than I am when we were calling balls and chains.
Oh, they don't listen. Oh,
okay. Mine does.
He asked you if you wanted to go, Dan.
Sure.
All right.
Can I go?
I'm not available. Not that you were asking.
Well, I haven't asked yet either. I may be unavailable too.
Baseball fever, catch it.
Yep. Juju Smith-Schuster, you'll never forget your first trip to the homeland. Was happy to see you made the effort. Mazel. The Formula One Halo, the greatest innovation in sports history. How about that? You see that?
I mean, I feel like you've got a top 10 list of greatest innovations in sports history.
I'm not certain if I have it on me or not.
I'm telling you, one of them that made an appearance quietly. I can't get enough of that baseball mile per hour. I love watching the game with the computerized strike zone. Like, I don't know when they did that. It was years ago, but I can't remember the invention at the time. But knowing the speed of pitches is something that soothes me.
The best one is the tennis ball challenges. Ooh. That's incredible.
The instant replay.
Yeah.
Well, how about the first down marker on television?
Or how about the integration of minorities?
I like that one. That's the best.
Lake Tahoe Mike Ryan is already pissing me off.
You guys are going there later this week?
It's annoying. I mean, I got a new hybrid. Keep him straight.
Aren't you playing with like the Miz or something?
Yeah, the Miz is in our group. So we take the best score out of the five of us. It's Sugats, myself, Miz, and a couple of sponsors. And my whole goal is just to beat the Miz.
But aren't you terrible?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared? Haven't you golfed like two or three times?
Yes. Most people would kind of shy away from small talk on the golf course, and I'm one of those. I don't want to get into politics. I'm just there to like move it along. But every single part of my golf course banter is surrounded by me apologizing for the shot I just hit. So it's going to be a great time. Look good, play good, though.
You wanted to go, though. You were very eager to go.
He's very excited, yes.
This is low pressure. I mean, I'm playing with Sugats. He'll be able to give me tips. We're all pulling on the same rope. I was very envious last year. I couldn't make the trip last year. We had a lot of stuff going on, and I've always wanted to do this. I haven't played golf in a very long time. Won't affect me because I'm garbage. My game is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Someone may get hit by a ball.
But
it's going to be that bad.
When they get to the driving range, they are going to think, just on appearance alone, that Mike is a professional.
Yeah, they're going to give me the look-see and be like, that's my competition.
You just said something about not having a carb for a long time because you
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Lake Tahoe, Mike. Well,
good,
oh, my God.
Good.
Yeah.
Cannot have a carb between now and tee time on Thursday. Can't get the belly on the backswing. Not a single carb will be processed by this body in the time from now to tea time on Thursday. And then I'll pass out from heat exhaustion.
So it's the three of us, two sponsors, and the best score on every hole?
Yeah, we take the best score.
We play it individually.
Right, but
we can have
side games going on between us. And I think the goal is between you and me is to take down the former two-time world heavyweight champion.
Okay.
So I asked who the two sponsors are because I was sent forward and amateurs. Like, like amateurs that qualify for the Masters amateurs or like just Joe Schmoes? And he's like, yeah, so it's two of our sponsors. One of the guys is in charge of hole-in-one insurance. So I guess they give out a big prize if there's a hole-in-one at some point. And I guess that's insured. That seems like that guy seems like got a great story. He got some great banter with this guy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you better look out for me on a par three. I'll tell you that right now.
With the driver.
Yeah, I'm going to come out with the driver. He's going to be shocked.
And the other's Colin from Sheets and Giggles.
You know what? I can't make it.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Colin's kept this running for months.
There is a 98-yard par three on this course.
I'm showing up driver all day.
I'm getting excited.
Now that I'm fitted, though, I have been sailing it, and I realize what a ridiculous club choice that is lately. You guys were right. But I'm shit. I'm terrible. I'm awful. I'm a terrible golfer, and I cannot wait to display this.
You're going
to
like shoot poorly in front of Tony Romo?
Yeah, there's only one way to get better, Dan. I'm not going to shy away from my weaknesses. I'm never going to get better if I were worried about this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bond with Sugats over golf in Lake Tahoe and be surrounded by celebrity. You know I'm a star f***er.
Yeah. Mike's going to do fine. Romo's out there to win. He is not paying attention to what it is me and Mike are doing.
Tony Romo, I'm on to you. The last two American Century Championships, you've been going in, making sure the cameras catch you with this laboring injury that you've got the last few weeks. It's how you explain you lose. Marty Fish, plus 275. Book it.
Mm-hmm.
Stugatz, you think you're going to get a hug from Aaron again this year?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not certain. It's going to be... So here's the thing. We are right on the driving range. Last year, like, I had to drag Travis Kelce like 3 football fields to come on the show with us. We are right on the driving range this year.
We got precious little content out of it last year. We got Ray Romano hit Chris Cody in the balls, that was it.
There was an earthquake. There was an earthquake.
I enjoyed that.
The local hour was awesome.
That's all it took. Bodily harm.
Do they count it against you if you miss the ball entirely?
This trip's a ripoff. It's a very obvious ripoff. Last time you guys left, there were fires or something, right? Tahoe was shut down for a month.
I like to envision it was Sugats throwing a doobie out of his car.
It could have been, and it might be again. I don't know.
There are also African snails. A county in Florida has been shut down because giant African snails are spreading meningitis.
Yeah. You haven't answered my question. It counts against you if you miss the ball, right? If you swing over it,
you made no contact.
Yeah, I made no contact.
Put it on the pole.
I think you're okay.
In golf, if you swing and miss, is it a stroke? Swing and totally miss.
But I think what Billy's getting at is we're going to find out if Aaron Rodgers still likes this show.
Oh, I got it.
Because we're going to be set up right in the driving range. We're going to cross paths. I'm going to ask Aaron to come on the show, and we'll see if he says yes or no.
I've got
to
pivot. I mean, we've all been impacted personally, tragically so, by this disease. So when we felt lied to and betrayed, we came out with rational reactions to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bygones be bygones, Aaron. Yep. Have to understand where I was coming
from. Let Stugatz do the talking.
But he hugged me. He hugged me twice. I mean,
yeah.
I thought he was vaccinated.
Or just do your insincere bullshit where you just go up to him like nothing ever happened. I think that'll work.
Just be Stugatz.
Let's do it your way.
It's possible that... he was getting so much that whatever happened on this show just flew under Aaron's radar, right?
Possibly. That's the hope.
Yeah.
We'll see. Bringing all the Wimbledon champions out to center court. Goosebump. One glaring omission, though.
One goosebump?
Singular
just
goosebump.
One goosebump?
That's all I got.
You only got one? You didn't have multiple goosebumps?
I got one. It was a glaring omission. Boris Becker. Dan. You know what the B in Boris and the B in Becker stand for?
I do not.
Behind bars. Used to stand for boom boom, which might very well still be the case, but for much different reasons. You cannot tell the story of Wimbledon without boom boom. You can't do it.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would you like the nickname boom boom in prison?
Behind bars. Bjorn Borg. Fine wine, sir. What a good-looking man. Von Miller thinks he could play out the full 6-year contract he signed with the Bills. 2 things. It's awfully nice of you, Von. And 2, June.
It's July.
Whatever. It was June when I wrote it.
It's July 4th.
Yeah, it was, July 5th. The story happened a while ago. It's a good point, but you're
so good at pivoting. It's admirable.
Thank you.
Just that there's always a lie. It's right. An unspooling of lies. There's always a lie. You'll play whack-a-mole with lies, and you'll never hit the last lie. There will be a slippery lie
there's
told
after
the
There's always one more lie, yeah. Dan. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Cispidus. Until you've co-hosted a talk show with Levitard, you have no idea what being bullied feels like.
Cispidus.
That's so mean. See? You see? You have no idea.
You made him Cispidus.
Whatever. No, I did it on purpose.
Tsitsipas.
Next
we're
level.
We're talking about the Greek tennis player.
I think.
Not the outfielder from
Whatever.
So you made it Cispidus and it was Tsitsipas?
Yep. And you bullied me.
This is classic bullying because Dan mispronounced his correction.
This is gaslighting, if anything.
Yeah.
JT posted, had the lead after every round on his way to winning the John Deere Classic. You, of course, know what that means, Dan.
I do not.
That JT let it wire to wire.
Oh, did he?
How about that? Death, taxes, and Joey Chestnut.
He did an action movie move. That was unbelievable to be eating hot dogs and choke a dude out. It looked like he snapped his neck. It looked like John Wick.
We talked to him on Mystery Crate, and he seemed like the nicest man on the planet. And for me, that only goes to show that for that hot dog eating contest, he enters another plane in which he's just this vicious, violent man.
He snapped the dude's neck in the middle of the hot dog eating contest.
Russell Westbrook picked up his $47 million option. Because what the f*** else is he supposed to do? Top five things that make you feel great picking up. A 7 on an ace 3 double down. So much better than the face card in 11.
Okay, wow.
It's great.
Look, Amin, look how Amin happy is. Yes. Amin has endorsed your selection.
Number 4. Sorry,
I'm getting ready to go to Vegas. So yeah. I was just saying, I was getting ready to go to Vegas. So that definitely gave me goosebump.
Well played.
Number 4.
Rookie season, Alfred Morris. It's a great pickup.
It was the last time that the Washington football team was competent.
Number 3. Tony Womack.
You're going to give me playoff Heineke? That's what you're going to counter
Heineke.
With? Playoff Heineke?
Biggest scare that Brady got that year.
Mike, you've picked up Tony Womack before.
Yeah.
How good does it feel?
Oh, so great because he's eligible at second, shortstop, outfield.
40 bags left to steal.
Regular Sean Figgins.
Ooh, I left them off.
What year are we doing? 2003?
Number 2. Really good marijuana. And number 1. A $47 million player option you don't deserve.
Walls was bigger, right? Billy, what are you laughing about there?
No, we lost track of what he was even counting down. So, letting everybody
It was top five things that make you feel great picking up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Brandon Inge.
Oh, Inge is a good one.
He was a third baseman eligible at catcher.
Yeah.
Putting up those numbers? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but Tony Womack.
Djokovic is running down. He's up 3-1 in the fifth set.
I mean,
it's up.
I don't like the way the grass looks. Worn like that.
Oh, there's nothing like the first day of Wimbledon.
Yeah,
there's nothing
fresh grass,
like it.
Yeah.
The pitch is beautiful, and then as the tournament goes on, it just dies a slow death, and by the end, it just makes me sad.
There's just such strict rules about what they can wear, but then we're going to let the grass go to shit. I don't like it.
I mean, there's tennis players running on it all day.
Well,
do
a better
like
job.
Letting it die.
No.
It dies.
You got a couple of days before the semis and stuff, so.
Resod it, yeah.
Here come the T-Wolves.
You're the only one arguing that.
I like them.
You don't believe what you're
saying. That's as good a team as they could put together.
You don't believe what you're saying.
They have 4 stars who were forced to stay there.
You have D'Angelo Russell's a star?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
He's the 4th.
Former All-Star.
Exactly. The only thing Gronk has retired from is training camp. Death, taxes, and Ferrari screwing up Charlie Leclerc's pitch strategy. Is it Charles Leclerc?
Yeah, it's Charles Leclerc.
Oh,
I tried to spell it so you'd get it right.
Charlie. I mean, Congratulations to Elmo on receiving his COVID vaccine and for being more responsible than Kyrie Irving. Brett Favre said Davante Adams is going to miss out Aaron Rodgers. Really? You can't get one past the gunslinger, Dan. I mean, no shit. There's a sports radio station in heaven. I hope. There better be. There is. And right now, Neil Rogers is doing middays. And Hank Goldberg is doing afternoon drive. He's doing it with Jim Mad Dog Mandich. It's a station you can't listen to in hell. In hell, you can only listen to overnights in Boston and Philadelphia after a loss. Speaking of hell, Art Briles.
Wait a minute. You wrote that before we did today's show.
Finally.
You thought we were taking the high road all show. You thought we were going to celebrate.
I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The legend. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Hank Goldberg in heaven?
Sign it, Dan.
No, don't do that.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.